Well, there's a chance we could get the Avengers versus the X-Men, and people in the chat are very excited about it, or maybe not. And will the new Warriors ever make it on television? I say the nay, to quote our friend Thor. Marvel TV Weekly starts now!
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
Hey, everybody, I'm Christian Blatt, at ChristianDMZ. Michael Shirley, at Michael X Shirley. Erica Green, at Erica J Green. Erica's manning the chat, the YouTube chat. If you're watching live, go ahead and join us in the chat. She's pretending to be me so she can post as me if she wants it. I can't wait to hear all about it. And if you're watching after the fact, you can, of course, comment in the archive. Erica, let's start up. What's going on in the chat? There's a lot going on.
Some back and forth about...
Yeah, Star Drew is about to get into fisticuffs with somebody.
Hey, y'all calm down, okay? We're going to talk about it all tonight. But we do talk about X-Men Avengers because they're both...
Well, the reason why everybody wants to talk about X-Men Avengers is that there was a story today that was going around. And sure, this is Marvel. This is almost more Marvel movie news. But look, this would impact the Marvel TV universe. The idea that Disney considered, and it seems past tense, considered buying... Fox, not the whole company, but buying like the movie studio version, which would mean X-Men rights. And everybody brushed over the fact that it meant Fantastic Four rights. But look, it would be bad, I think, if Disney owned like, you know, everything. But if it happened, I'd finally get, you know, an X-Men Fantastic Four movie. Actually, I guess we could get that anyway. But an X-Men Avengers movie. And that's why people are talking in the chat. It doesn't really seem like it's going to happen. But Michael, I'll ask you first. If it happened, we've both said we don't think it's great, but if it happened and there was, say, an X-Men versus the Avengers movie, doesn't want us to talk about in the chat.
That would be so awesome.
Right?
I mean, like, yeah, that comic book series is pretty epic.
Yeah, there's so the X-Men Avengers, and there's also an X-Men Fantastic Four series. Look.
I don't know if you're going to have any luck on the ladder.
No, I don't think you're going to get any. Although Fox could make an X-Men Fantastic Four series. And, you know, one of the things that always drives me crazy is, like, you know, Spider-Man was always really good friends with the Fantastic Four. Sometimes mm-hmm. he'd work with the X-Men, depending on what's going on. And I miss that little universe. You know, it's one of those things that DC doesn't have that problem. Their problem is that they can't make a good movie. But just kidding, Wonder Woman was good. But, you know,
it's Marvel TV Weekly.
Yeah, exactly. If you weren't paying attention to what show this was. But Erica, you know, there's all these rights that are tied up. You know, it's sort of gotten even cloudier because Sony's decided to work with Disney and, you know, try and make good Spider-Man movies. And now he can be in Avengers movies. But still, the X-Men can't be in a movie with the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So just say if it happened, wouldn't that be an awesome movie, the X-Men and the Avengers, which I'm talking about so much because people in the chat demand it.
They were laughing. No, I think it's so great. Every time I see them all come together, like even as, you know, the virgin of the Marvel's world, to me, every time I see like a mixing of the worlds, it's so exciting to me. So I'm sure other newcomers who are just like jumping on the Marvel wagon or whatever, trying to get into like the whole superhero land, I think it would be exciting for them too. So you got to think about the people who are not immersed in the world too. You know, they're wanting to see these movies, and it's really cool when they combine that kind of stuff, to combine the worlds together. I think so.
I also think you're being a little greedy with it though. I mean, what? There are so many mutants, so many X-Men. You could just make movie after movie after movie of X-Men and yes. just have like separate franchises.
Sure, but when you take good characters like Polaris and you burn her off in The Gifted, which is becoming increasingly difficult for Michael to sit through, by the way.
I'm not going to argue with you about that. But, I mean, who's to say that they've actually made, you know, Marvel's actually made good use of all of their movies to begin with? I mean, Stan Lee will be the first to tell you if a movie's no good.
Right, although I don't think he's said that in a very long time.
And no, he hasn't said it probably since he probably hasn't said it since, like, the 90s.
Yeah, maybe since the Eric Bana Hulk, although I don't think he would even say that.
Why does everyone hate that one so much?
I mean, because Eric Bana's in it, maybe? I don't know.
I saw him at the grocery store the other day.
Did you say, hey, Hulk?
You probably wouldn't know who.
Yeah, he would have turned and looked and like, oh, is that Norton behind me or Mark Ruffalo?
I got two words. Hulk dogs.
Hulk dogs.
I think that's lost on me.
Oh, a 7-year break, they said.
In the movie, they had Hulk dogs. They had Hulked out dogs. You guys don't remember that?
No. I
just remember Jennifer Connelly and Eric Bana. I liked, like, their chemistry.
Oh, that's right. I'm like, wait, don't you mean Liv Tyler? And I'm like, no, that's Ed Norton. Somebody, I wish that people on iTunes could have heard Michael's eye roll when I said that. Anyway, so it seems like kind of a non-story, but look, people got very excited, myself included, at the idea that if Disney had access to those properties. And look, they don't have to buy Fox to do it. They could all decide to play nice. And Marvel is really digging their feet in trying to get the Fantastic Four back because, you got to figure how many more times is Fox going to make a Fantastic Four movie where they're just be like, you know what, fine, you can have it. I mean, they got Daredevil back because it was just like, you know what, you want them, you can have them. It's fine.
I liked the original Fantastic Four movies fine. So,
you mean the 1994 Roger Corman Fantastic Four, which we may or may not talk about in a few minutes?
No, I meant
mean the one with Chris Evans as the Human Torch.
Yeah, and Maria Menounos. I like those movies.
Silver Surfer, that was actually pretty cool.
I feel about the same way about Kate Mara as I do about Amy Acker. So I really...
Well, Kate Mara was not good in that
movie. Kate Mara was awesome, though.
But in the Fantastic Four movie...
The Fantastic Four movies, I don't personally think they were great films, though.
Did you see the one with Kate Mara and Michael B. Jordan? Yeah, and it was like, just the casting was bad to start with. That's my whole problem with
The Gifted. And I looked at the comments, you guys, and I see that... you're like, oh, how can a human like the stupid Inhumans and
I'm sorry, The Inhumans is
so good now.
The Inhumans is so much more watchable than The Gifted. I'm entertained by those characters. Here's the thing: I give a shit about those characters. I don't know how invested I am in the characters in The Gifted, except for Polaris, and it's not even this depiction of her. It's just sort of
the
idea soft spot
of
for
her.
Yeah. But anyway, we'll talk a little bit about what's going on in The Inhumans. It's probably a good place to start, actually, because there's a lot more to talk about, but I don't know. I mean, The Inhumans, the last episode probably ever, is going to air on Friday, and I think they're doing a really good job of kind of just really building up to that finale. There was a lot that happened in the last episode of The Inhumans. It was called Havoc in the Hidden Land. Unfortunately, it's Havoc spelled HAVOC, not Havoc Cyclops's brother. But we move on all the same.
Everyone wants to forget about him.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, definitely. I liked that we had a healthy Lockjaw who didn't have trouble teleporting. I like that Karnak was finally able to use his power. And, Michael, the thing that you and I kept expecting to happen. Oh, Triton's not dead.
Yeah.
And I
knew Gorgon was...
Oh.
I knew he was going to be fine.
Yeah, although he's... some kind of weird mutant Gorgon, judging from the ending of the episode.
He's like an inhuman.
Yeah, just sort of like, no, we don't do a second Terra Genesis because it could go really badly. You don't want to see that.
Did that entighten his strength or just bring him back?
I think maybe he's not going to have very good judgment. He'll make bad decisions, So, but in any case, I was just glad to see everybody kind of at maximum capacity, except for Crystal, who misses Dave and just wants to go back and hang out with Dave on Earth.
I have a little problem with her. I don't know. I think she looks like Crystal.
Because she has the streaks in her hair.
She acts like Crystal, but I just wish they'd have given her more to do. I don't really have anything wrong with the actress or anything.
No, the actress is fine. I have no problem with her.
I wish she had a bigger role in the show. I mean, she did in the very beginning. She saved them all, but...
Yeah.
After that, she's kind of just
plays a big role with the dog. She's the one. If they don't have her, they can't really.
Well, yeah, I guess if the dog is the main thing on your
list. His name is Lockjaw. We don't just call him the dog, right? He's my friend. He's the only. I care more about Lockjaw than I do about Zingo, the dog on The Gifted, which you'd only know that's his name if you watch it with closed captioning like we do.
You get secret gems from closed captioning.
Let's see that fight, Lockjaw between Zingo. Who are you going to put your money on? But one of the interesting takeaways, and this is for people that are a little bit deeper in all of this, is that the idea that Terra Genesis, Maximus is like, oh, yeah, look, give me a list of the powers. I'm going to pick the ones I want. I'm like, I didn't think it worked that way.
Yeah, I don't think his plan's going to work at all.
And it's like, and Karnak is like, Auron, I'm going to take your regeneration ability and I'm going to go ahead and put it into Gorgon. I'm like, I think he was just like, you just don't know what you're going to get. That's the whole reason that Maximus didn't get anything. So now they're just, it's sort of, you know, like one of those make your own pizza places. You know, you're just like, okay, well, we're going to start off with this base. Gee, do you want to be invisible? Great. What else do you want to do, Maximus?
He's going
to
come out like the fly.
Yeah, well, yeah, that'd be interesting.
With people like Triton out there, I would really want the Doctor to like spend a little more time on like what he was doing and then like rush him into it.
But Maximus doesn't have time to waste. He's losing it, man.
Yeah. And you can
see that the cause is definitely not being taken up as much as it was in the earlier episodes. I mean, even Auron's like, oh, so you're just doing this so that you get another shot at it. Terra Genesis.
Totally able to see through that Joker.
Yeah. Well, at least you can. There's a lot of people in Adelon that can't. So, Erica, as you've kind of watched the Inhumans, are you happy with where the story's going? Are you excited for Friday's finale?
Oh my gosh, it was so good. When it ended today, I was really upset. I was like, wait, what? This is how it's going to end, like, this episode? Because I know it's only one more episode.
Yeah, just one more.
It's really getting good. And, you know, I've been with Max the whole way, but yeah, obviously we've seen what he really wants out of all of this. So.
Yeah, now that you
Max,
know that
you're
he's
on,
a,
you're on.
Now that you know he's a fraud.
You're over him now.
See, look, here's the thing. You should have known not to trust Maximus when he started going out there with the red hats that said, make Adelon great again. When you should have known. But I don't know. I mean,
and a short person named Maximus. I think I said this last week. I would never trust that.
Yeah, and it's interesting just how short he is. The scenes that he was in with the Doctor, with Henry Ian Cusack from Lost. I forget what his character name is, but again, doesn't matter. You just see he's like so far on the other side of the room, and you still can tell like, oh, he's like a foot shorter than him. And I think that, you know, we finally get the showdown between Maximus and Black Bolt that we want, but he can't.
I hope he talks.
I just want him to go. That's all I want him to
say,
do.
Like, Maximus. And yeah. Like, boom, he's gone.
Yeah, I know. Now, here's a weird, like, trans-dimensional thing, and I don't know if this has ever happened in the comics, but if Black Bolt is around, say, somebody like Pulse from the Gifted, who is like a leech and takes away powers, can he then talk, you know? Or if Rogue takes his powers away, is he able to talk for a little bit? And I don't know that I've ever read a story where that happened. So if anybody in the chat could stop fighting for a few minutes and want to tell us, is everything all right there in the chat? We've got Erica manning the chat today because I get very distracted by the chat.
Calm down, a couple of poos in it. But.
They'd like to see Cosmo the dog versus Lockjaw.
Cosmo, like,
this is gonna bother you. They spelled Lockjaw's name wrong. They spelled it Logjaw.
I think that's just a typo. I think that they know his name isn't Logjaw, but if they don't. Anyway, look, I'm very excited. We'll talk more about the Inhumans as a whole next week. But if you really want to dive in deep on the Inhumans, there is indeed an Inhumans after show here at AfterBuzz. The same channel we're on.
Yeah, this is not the only show covering Marvel TV shows.
Right.
We're the catch-all.
Right. And they have a show on the Inhumans. There's one for the Gifted that I think those are both on Sundays. I'm pretty sure there's going to be one for the Punisher. I don't know about the Runaways. What there doesn't seem to be is one for the New Warriors, but let's talk about the Gifted for a moment first. We're not going to give away any spoilers really on the Gifted, but we're going to talk about it more in general terms. Michael doesn't like how I shoot things through the prism of the budget of the show, but last week's episode was really good. A lot of stuff happened. It was nothing. So cool. And then this week's episode was just a lot of soap opera stuff with like a very minor sort of like, oh, we're going to do this one thing. And
I don't know about that.
And the week before was also true. Oh yeah. So there's a new character named Wes. And I said I get an A.C. Slater vibe from him, but you're like, no, he's not as cool as A.C. Slater.
I get more like Rufio from like Hook. I don't know.
He's macking hard.
But, of course, this character Wes is all up in Lauren's business. And it gave the line that I meant to say at the beginning of the show is, hi, welcome to Marvel TV Weekly. My name is I Have Work to Do. Because I like to find my favorite / least favorite line from an episode of The Gifted and incorporate it into the show. I don't know. I think it. And I'm definitely painting with a broad brush where I say I don't give a shit about any of these characters. I'm not that invested in a lot of what's going on. I don't care so much. I like Blink, and then she, like, you know, blinks away, and I'm like, come back. You're one of the ones I like the most.
I'm ready for her to get over this, like, memory, but, like...
I mean, I don't know. I've never had a memory implanted in my mind. I don't know.
It was just one.
It wasn't a lifetime of memories.
That's the whole point, is that she can't trust these people that are supposed to be her friends now. I don't know, Erica, if you had a memory like that put in, would you get over it really fast?
I would get over it, but I can see how she didn't know any of them. Like, she just came up in with this, and she's helped them a lot. And for them to just do something behind her back, they at least could have just asked, you know, like...
They didn't really have time in the moment, though. They were trying to push her because she wasn't able to do what she needed instantly.
But if she'd have been
better...
I was just going to say, if she was better
at using her powers, they wouldn't have had to do that.
Stupid memory.
Yeah, but...
Jeez.
Anyway, I think that it's interesting. I just want it to be better. There's a lot of talk about the X-Men. They come up a couple times in this episode.
They do come up a lot.
And the most interesting thing that I wanted to ask you about, Michael, is they talk about Johnny, a.k.a. Thunderbird's father. Do you think his father is the OG Thunderbird that had a glorious three-issue run in the original Uncanny X-Men? Or do you think that he's some other character?
I have no idea. I'm more concerned about Warpath.
Right. I don't think Warpath will be in some eventual X-Force movie, so I don't think Warpath will figure
into
this.
But he can't have
a
little brother that's maybe like kind of tough? Like,
I mean, he could, but...
I don't know.
I don't know. He'll probably be played by the same actor who was Ghost Rider's little brother, so you'll be very upset.
I just feel like when you have so much, like such a rich history of stuff you can pull from... Like, why don't you do that fan service stuff that everyone wants to see? You know, like, that's what
people
want to see.
I do give them credit that Polaris eventually had green hair, you know, basically after the pilot. You know, that's definitely the fan service stuff, because I complained on this very show about how much I was just like, why does she have black hair?
You really expect a lot.
That's all I want.
You really expect just
look,
too much.
And if Zingo the dog can become giant and teleport, this is going to be a great show. But until that happens, Erica, you know, without having some of the emotional baggage that I have about my expectations for my mutant characters.
But it's like the stuff that's so the surface. You're like the green hair. I'm talking about the storylines. I want to learn like more about these characters.
Are you? That's why I wanted to ask you. Exactly. So you're invested in these characters.
I appreciate, like you said, invested in the Inhumans. I don't know. It just seems to like be more catchy, and it's catchy.
It's a very unpopular opinion. Are you sure you want to actually say that you think the Inhumans is a better show than The Gifted?
But I see The Gifted definitely has potential if they can just like, I don't know, hone in on exactly what it's kind of all over the place. The X-Men, they're talking about a lot of different stories.
It doesn't feel like a Marvel show to me.
No, I mean, and sure, it's the X-Men universe, but it still doesn't feel like a Marvel show.
No, it doesn't.
You know, Legion was really weird and trippy, but it felt like it existed in that universe, just in sort of like a weird, mind-bending sort of way. This seems a little bit more removed, but I don't know.
I think Inhumans, I mean, that definitely has like...
Somebody called her Leslie Mann. No.
Leslie Mann? Oh, Amy Acker? No, Caitlin Strucker is not played by Leslie Mann. Although Michael might be happier with the character.
Oh, my God. Except Kate Mara.
I'm just such a hater. But that's... and I've told Michael this, that because he dislikes Amy Acker so much now, every time she comes on screen...
I've ruined it for you.
You kind of have. But she's not great. You know, she's like embarrassing her daughter in front of the other mutants.
Being a mom, I mean, I'm not a mom.
I can understand. Maybe let's do tennis balls instead, you know. But Polaris can't lift a tennis ball. She has to lift a metal object.
Yeah. Well, look, all I know is that I hope that I have better chemistry with my son than Reed Strucker has with Andy Strucker. But it had my second favorite line of the episode. I don't think we should let the pee bucket come between us. And that's not really a huge spoiler, but the fact that the pee bucket factored in so
heavily. There is a pee bucket.
There is a pee bucket. Sorry. If you haven't seen The Gifted yet, you now know there's a pee bucket at some point. But it's very difficult to be the human parents of mutants.
Yeah, for sure, I would think so.
If you think about in the comics, how many parents just shipped off their kids, you know?
Yeah, just kicked them out of the house, just like Thunderbird.
Yeah, Kitty Pryde's parents, I think, disappeared after like 1978. I don't know that we ever saw them again. So it's not entirely true. But anyway.
Being that you mentioned that about his dad, they were talking about him, and he kicked him out when he was... found out it was a mutant.
Oh, that's Eclipse? A great point. So,
was that him or was that Eclipse?
Yeah, I think Eclipse said that his parents kicked him out when they found out he was a mutant. Yeah.
But the one thing I think, just for all you guys that are hating that we don't hate in humans, I feel like it does feel like kind of like a comic book. And I said last week, I'm getting everything I wanted, what I'm expecting. And, you know, when you're reading a comic book, you see where it's going. And I feel like we're getting that in the Inhumans.
Yeah, I think we're getting the kind of stories that we expect from characters like this. And then you feel like The Gifted, probably because it's on Fox, it's that simple. They're definitely trying to go a little bit of a different route.
And I usually love Fox shows. It's one of my favorite channels. Like, I love Star. I loved... that one with Kevin Bacon. It was so good.
The Following.
Yeah.
I actually really like that show.
I like The Orville. I mean, I like so many Fox shows. But
Prison
this
Break?
One is just... No.
That's why I picked it. I had a hunch.
Or 24. But no, usually I'm with it. Usually I'm with it. But
look, I'm going to continue with this show, not just because we're on this show. I want to like it. I just want it to be better. And
maybe if we get some more characters that we're familiar with.
Or create new characters that have like really cool powers. And look, we're joking around about this West character, but at least it is a new character. It's a different power and he's able to utilize it. But I don't know. I think we'll remain tuned in. And
people
we'll
like it. We're probably going to get a second season.
Yeah, that is definitely a good point. But something that it seems difficult that we maybe won't even get a first season of is the new Warriors.
I think we'll get a first
season. No, it'll end up somewhere. But the interesting thing about the new Warriors show, and we talked about it as one of the many shows we talked about in the premiere episode of this show, is it's a little bit of a tough sell. So much so that Freeform, which is basically ABC Family, it's called Freeform now. I mentioned that because I know grown-ups watch this show and might not know what Freeform is. And they ordered a full season of it, and they've gone into production, and they're working on it, or they're in pre-production. And Freeform's like, yeah, we don't have room in our schedule. Despite the fact that they've added a whole new night to their schedule of original programming, they still don't have room. I mean, look.
You don't buy it.
No, I don't buy it because the 25 days of Christmas is going to be over after Christmas. So they're going to have plenty of time.
That is a big thing for them
year. That's the biggest thing for them. I mean, they just finished their month of Halloween. I don't know what they have this month.
Marvel should have a Christmas-themed movie. And that could
absolutely should.
And that could start doing, start having like their own thing every year. Like Thor Christmas.
Thormas?
That would be so funny, by the way.
Oh, my God. Thor Christmas would be great.
It would be really
if he
funny.
Spins the hammer around and he visits children all over the world, he comes down the chimney.
Y'all are reaching.
That would be great. Okay, yes, what's going on in the chat?
Well, Cedric House said that there was some pretty interesting news from an article on THR that the pilot tested through the roof and kind of caught the exec's eyes at Disney, but then it dropped in 2018.
That's
so
what they're saying. Right, yeah,
maybe?
I read that too.
Thanks,
and
Cedric.
You don't buy that. You think they're just
I think that they're... I think that Freeform doesn't like the show, doesn't feel like it's a fit for them. Now, maybe it is because it's all like one big corporate entity, and it's like, we want to push it somewhere else. And we want it to be, on maybe they want it on the ABC network. But my concern is when you have a show with these characters who are not the best characters. When you have Squirrel Girl, where the best thing you can say about her is that her name rhymes, and I know people love Squirrel
Girl.
People
love her.
People love Squirrel Girl. But they also have Speedball, who's probably my least favorite superhero in the Marvel Universe, and I'm saying that with some very confident authority. It is just such a bad character. And as I mentioned in the past, in the comics, the New Warriors basically started Civil War. So, I don't love them.
That could be really cool to see play out.
I mean, if they're like that kind of, yeah, we have our own reality show, we're the new warriors and we're trying to make cool things happen. And whoops, we caused a major incident.
Finale.
And it happened on July 15, and then it's...
Oh, stop it.
See, Anthony, we don't want Anthony in the booth, at Tony Be Dead, has a great theory, yeah, that July 15th.
That's a Fox
Universe thing, though. Yeah. So, but you know what? If Disney buys Fox, it's all going to be July 15th. Anyway, I don't know. Of all those shows we ran through on the pilot, the pilot.
I'm excited
the first episode.
About it. I'm different than you about this one.
I will definitely check it out, but I'm not excited about it because I don't think it's going to be good because it's like a half hour sitcom superhero show. And it reminds people of, what was it? Powerless, the DC show, which you actually liked though, or you thought was okay.
I would watch a second season of it.
Was
I don't know
it
why
better than The
it.
Gifted?
Yes. Oh my gosh, it won like awards compared to that in my book.
Yeah, well, the reason why I wanted to talk so much about the new Warriors, maybe not finding a home, is because now I'm concerned. Set off a red flag when a network who has a lot of time to fill says we can't find room for a half hour show in our schedule. This is 30 minutes.
Like, maybe we could air it here.
Here at AfterBuzz?
On Marvel TV
Weekly. Oh, my
Weekly.
God. That would be great. Like and then we'll TV do an Weekly. Immediate after show. Yeah. We'll just use our whole block. We'll show New Warriors, and we'll talk about it right afterwards. Yeah. By the way, I'll love that show. If they want to be a part of the AfterBuzz family, I will take back everything that I said about Squirrel Girl. But
I feel like it'll end up on Hulu.
Because it's
an hour long on Hulu.
Well, yeah, Runaways is going to be on Hulu as well, so I think that's a good destination. I don't think it fits with the Netflix universe that they're.
Yeah. I also don't know. Well, I don't really understand why Freeform would be all about Cloak and Dagger, but they wouldn't be about the New Warriors, because I feel like with the New Warriors, you have like all these teens. It's got like they're new mutants. They're coming into their power, so you can have all that soap opera.
But when you look at the commercial for that, that looks like that Julia Stiles movie where she dances. You know, I don't remember the name of it.
Cloak and Dagger.
Yeah, it looks
way too tweeny for me.
It's way too tweeny for at Tony Be Dead in the booth. But I like those characters, so I'm interested
Save
to
the
see
last dance.
Save the Last Dance. Oh my God, did somebody in the chat say that, or did you come up with it? Good for you, Erica.
Someone said the Runaways is airing in Canada already.
All right, Canada, we get it.
That's
true. All right, you're so cool.
I don't know if that's true. We don't keep
they,
up with
they
the
just
Canadian
sit down and eat back bacon and watch
that?
It.
I'm sorry.
No, you'll get that sometimes. You'll get shows that'll air there first. And another show that actually Carrie and I cover here on AfterBuzz is Star Trek Discovery, part of Star Trek Weekly. And that actually airs on television. Whereas here, you have to pay extra for CBS All Access. But anyway.
There's a good thing in a good comment in the chat. Zias Bilu says, "I call BS on Freeform. They're always doing reruns and old movies on that channel."
There's time, you know. You know, until their schedule turns into 25 days of Christmas every month, I think that they have plenty of time. So anyway, that's sort of the thrust of the rest of this episode is going to be my concern that it is going to join some of the biggest flops in Marvel history. And you know, for someone, thank you. I'm a professional host. For someone like Erica, who's you know a little bit newer to the movies. Obviously, we've talked about how much you love the X-Men animated series, just like all of us, and you know all that great stuff. There are some very epic flops from Marvel when it comes to television, also movies. But one in particular that I want to start with is indeed the S.H.I.E.L.D. pilot with David Hasselhoff as Nick Fury.
Is that him?
And that is indeed David Hasselhoff as Nick Fury. He looks good because I think that they spent a lot of money on that picture. But Anthony, and again, we don't need any volume on it, but you can actually play the little video clip and we'll let people sort of see that, you know, Nick Fury, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., whatever people think of the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show, and I know people are very critical because I'm not caught up. I still have like another month to catch up. Leave me alone. The Nick Fury Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. show would not have been even remotely good. And we're, for those watching on YouTube, you're actually getting a decent glimpse of the production values, some of the effects.
Well, they're making an LMD, which is all our favorite Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. storyline. So this actually pops up in the very first, you know,
but
incarnation of the S.H.I.E.L.D. franchise.
Whatever soap opera that is where there's a guy with an eye patch on it, and I don't know who that is, but, you know, somebody here at AfterBuzz probably does. That's what he looks like. It's Hasselhoff with an eye patch on.
I think he looks great, and I think he looks just like Nick Fury should look. Well, unlike.
To be fair, he does look more like Nick Fury than Sam Jackson. Yeah. But I love the Sam Jackson Nick Fury, and he hasn't been in a movie in a very long time. I think that Winter Soldier was the last time. But I just love the ending of any Marvel Universe movie where he comes in, Nick Fury comes in, and he's like, well, 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 Captain America, you know, and he's like tries to tell them why they need to be a part of the cause. Anyway, do you think, Erica, that if that show that we've seen just a very little clip of with David Hasselhoff as Nick Fury, if that were something that we're on right now and I said, hey, you know, as part of Marvel TV Weekly, we need to cover Hasselhoff, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., also known as S.H.I.E.L.D. Watch. Would you watch this show?
I would be intrigued because first it's David Hasselhoff.
Because you love the Hoff.
But I think people will be put off a little bit.
Because it's David Hasselhoff. Well, you know that this show would do really well in Germany because he's very popular there.
Yes, he is.
Another misstep in Marvel's sort of transition to television is something that I was very excited for. I remember just a scant 20 years ago. Generation X was a very badly named superhero team that had some really cool characters. And it was sort of like, you know, an extension of the same ideas like the New Mutants or X-Force or the Hellions, which were the bad version of the New Mutants. The evil by bad is what I mean. And this was one of these shows. And if you take a look at the cast photo that Anthony is showing right now, I don't know. This just sort of looks like it was a spinoff of 90210. But boy, they had some really bright colors, and everybody was just so 90s in it. But if we take a look at the show itself, these were some characters that, they just didn't. Here's what the problem is with so much of this stuff. They didn't spend money. They spent a lot of money on the Tim Burton Batman movie. But even like the Superman movies before that, like Superman 3 and 4, Matt Frewer, who was Max Headroom, is the main villain in this. And, you know, look, for TV in 1997, these are some passable special effects. But for the quality of storytelling and production value that we're accustomed now, this was never going to work. Fox was just looking for something that they could turn into a series. You know, they had like a Doctor Who TV movie that was going to continue the show. They had Generation X. Nothing could stick, but they still had the X-Files, so at least they had that. But they just always wanted a companion piece to that. And if anybody in the chat was a fan of the Generation X comic and you want to watch something that has nothing to do with that and make you hate it, well, then you should watch this because you can find the whole...
I've seen it twice. I really like the Generation X comics. And
Okay.
I remember when this came out, I was like, God, I was like 12 years old.
Yeah,
and I remember watching it, and I
Jubilee's
really
on the
it.
Team. And I know people hate Jubilee, but I actually think she's a fun character.
People love Jubilee. Okay. She's like a total fan favorite.
I know a lot of people who dislike her.
A vampire now, so. Oh,
don't start.
You didn't know?
No, I did. I did know that. I just, don't get me started.
You don't like the vampire being introduced?
No, and I don't like that Aunt May always knew that Peter was Spider-Man. There's a lot of things.
Just another thing about Jubilee, the girl who played Jubilee in that movie ended up marrying James Vanderbeek, America's first wife.
Oh, no. I'm going to pretend that I don't remember that actress from also being on Party of Five because that would make me sound not cool that I remember that she was Scott Wolf's girlfriend.
Kid.
I was in college, so what was I doing watching these shows? The next thing that we have is actually something that was a series, so I think this is worth...
Others were supposed to be series. They were supposed to be series. They turned them into TV movies.
Yeah, and this is the 1978 Spider-Man live action TV series. And you just need to take a look at Spidey right there. And there's nobody I like better than Spidey in any superhero universe. He's hands down my favorite. And Erica's got a great Spidey shirt on. But then you look at this, And
it's really sad.
I saw a post online where somebody made a case for how much they loved this show and they wanted to have a proper DVD release. And once again, I'll take a page from our friend, the Mighty Thor, and I say the nay. No, this is not good. I don't care what you say.
Wow. The jump rope?
He's got the rope as his webs.
Wow.
And so, look, Marvel had a modest hit. You know, not on this list is the Incredible Hulk TV series, because the problem with that series is that he didn't fight superheroes or supervillains. But other than that, it's actually a well-done show. It had some heart. The stories, at least for the 70s,
were good.
It did well
for the networks at
and
the time.
Bill Bixby was great as, don't get me started on how his name was David Banner, but as David Bruce Banner. And Lou Ferrigno was a great Hulk, you know, because he was an actual guy just in green, you know? You couldn't CGI that. That's a good show. So they were trying to come up with companions to it. Yeah. So here you'll see, if you're watching on YouTube, Spidey, he's basically still doing the thing that they did on the Batman TV series from 1966, where Batman and Robin pretended to be walking up the side of the building. And it's
like a sidewalk.
Oh, it's so bad.
This is their money shot, pretty much.
This is their money shot that they used in every episode, exactly. Oh, and so it's so bad. And
just creeping in windows every time.
And that's the problem, is that you would get comic book characters adapted for television, sometimes in movies, who just didn't get why they worked. And they're like, I know better. These are the stories that we're going to tell. And of course, they're limited by budget. So Spider-Man is, there's no Green Goblin. There's no Doc Ock. There's nobody. You know, he's like going to solve.
This show didn't really have like real supervillains.
No.
It was more like burglars.
Yeah. And when I was a kid, this was still on in like reruns. You'd find it like I'd see it listed in the TV guide at like midnight or 2 a.m. So I'd record it. I'm like, oh my God, I have to watch. There was a Spider-Man TV show. And I was like, but it's garbage. It's like every incarnation of Spider-Man in animated form is so much better than this. And
animated series.
The animated series from the 90s is great. I have a soft spot in my heart for Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends, even though I know it wasn't great.
Oh, I love that.
But there
were
some awesome guest stars.
I love that.
I think we're going to do an episode on animated Spider-Man at some point in the near future.
Another interesting thing about that,
the 1978 Spider-Man?
Yeah, I've seen the first one, and I've seen some of the others from like a bootleg from Comic-Con. Mm-hmm. And in the very first, like the movie, they have like a TV movie that launched the series. And it's got the guy that played Darren's boss in Bewitched.
Oh, I know the guy you mean.
Jonah Jameson. And another thing I thought that was just horrible about that series, a different actress played Aunt May every single episode.
Oh, no, that's not good. That,
every
you don't want
single
that.
Episode.
Erica, as someone who's currently wearing a Spider-Man t-shirt, if that were Spider-Man and that's how you discovered him, I don't think you'd be able to fall in love with that character.
I've been sitting here the whole time with my mouth literally agape, just watching these.
See, because the Marvel has good products, and they have good adaptations because they have people in charge who at least care. And
Trial and error.
Just error. Case in point, also from 1978, a TV movie that I also was very excited to find listed in TV Guide, was the Doctor Strange TV movie, and this is what we in the business call a backdoor pilot, where you do the TV movie and you hope it becomes a series.
I've never seen this.
I don't know that you can anymore. You could probably find it on YouTube, actually. The whole movie's probably there.
Get bootlegs, I know. Yeah. I've seen them, but I've never watched it.
Yeah, there's just some, you know, and look, again, you're like, Wong. All right, there's, Wong, I think, is Wofat from Hawaii Five-0, which is great.
There's Jessica Walters, which I thought was incredible.
Yes, Jessica Walters, best known, of course, from Arrested Development.
Morgan Le Fay.
Yeah, and as Morgan Le Fay. And, you know, so far we haven't even... There's Doctor Strange for those watching on YouTube now.
Terrible
and
costume.
It's a bad costume. And that's the problem. Because, look, Benedict Cumberbatch's costume looks cool. It's the same idea.
I don't know about cool. I mean, I never thought Doctor Strange had a cool costume.
But they make the cape move really cool.
I love the cape. In that
right?
The little things that you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, spoiler alert, but I think people know that Doctor Strange is in Thor Ragnarok, so it's very fresh in my memory. And yeah, I don't know. For me, I'm like, could the New Warriors be the next Doctor Strange TV movie? I don't know if people in the chat are weighing in on any of this, but I worry about these things. Now, there were a couple of things that were made that actually, well, they headed towards the theater. there's a huge backstory on the Fantastic Four 1994 movie. And Roger Corman made it for, I believe, $1 million. It was another issue where a company was trying to hold on to the rights so that they didn't lose them. They rushed this movie into production. And it is not good. But this, it's like these other things we talked about are just bad. This is wonderfully bad. This is like so much fun. Like the best episode of Mystery Science Theater 3000 you've ever seen.
It doesn't actually look like it. It looked like it was made like 10 years before it actually
right.
was.
It looked like it was made in like 1984.
The camera that was
yeah.
used to make that
but,
was pretty...
I mean, yeah. And look, Doctor Doom doesn't look good. The Thing doesn't look good. And, you know, the streaks in Reed Richards' hair kind of smudge and run down the side of his face. But that's
it's
all right.
It's hard for me to believe this was made in, like, the late 90s.
Was
mid-90s.
The 94
yeah,
is when it's from.
Really?
But this was
yeah.
this was made for $1 million at a time where you could make
like
a movie for a million. Yeah. Well, it looks like a TV movie, but that's what happens when you hire Roger Corman. Just look him up on IMDb if you want to know
some
of his work.
It looks like Power Rangers, but Power Rangers was better.
Oh, yeah, Power Rangers was way better than that. And I am not a Power Rangers fan because I was too old. But Power Rangers is Citizen Kane compared to this.
Yeah, for sure.
And, you know...
She's no Jessica Alba.
She is no Jessica Alba. And he's no Chris Evans. And he's no that guy from Nip/Tuck who played Dr. Doom. Anyway,
oh, right, yeah, that guy.
Yeah, so you see this. See, this is the Marvel that I grew up with because... there was nothing.
Like telling kids about like when you had to walk to school.
Yeah,
like 5 miles.
It's just like, you're like, oh my God, there's a Fantastic. I paid $20 for a bootleg VHS of the Fantastic Four movie because I wanted to see it because I'm like, oh my God, there's a Fantastic Four movie. And I heard rumors. I'm like, well, how bad could it be? The answer, this is how bad it can be. Unfortunately, not well realized. And I like to joke around though and say that this... Here's the thing. This is more entertaining than the Fantastic Four movie that came out 2 years ago. It's not better. It doesn't look as good, but this is more fun. And you know what? Kate Mara is not in this.
Wow.
Have you ever seen this, Michael?
Yes, I have. Okay. It was so long ago.
I almost
I
feel like
it.
We should do like one of the Popcorn Talk Network watch-alongs for this, where we actually watch it. That'd be a lot of fun. Let us know in the chat, or you know, if you're watching after the fact, definitely post... If there's one of these you would like us to watch and chat along with, we will. I think we only have one more. And this did actually make a very brief theatrical run. And this is the 1990 Captain America, which has... Oh, my goodness. Look at this. Michael has a VHS, which is how I saw it. I rented it from my local video store.
I got it at Suncoast for $19.95.
You spent way too much money for this movie. And this is from the very end. There's a moment where he says, Mr. President, thanks. But take a look at the Red Skull. And, I mean, his face is melting throughout it. It's like it's
like
candle wax.
I like the rendition of it.
I mean, the one in the first Avenger looks good. This is... here's the thing. This gets an A for effort. But Michael gets an A-plus for actually bringing
in... good shape, too.
I know. If I had a VHS, I would ask if I could borrow it and take it home. But... This movie's not good, and that's the whole point.
I loved it. I was also 10 years old, but I loved it.
We're going to do a whole episode on The Punisher when the Netflix series drops, and I'll talk about how excited I was to see the 1987 Punisher, because you notice that's not on this list, because I have a blind spot for that movie, as bad as it is. So... What's that? What's happening in the chat?
I said it looks like a GameStop.
You said 1995. That's like a GameStop ripoff.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's
I'm not lying. I've got the price tags.
Look at that.
On
1995. That's so much money for that movie.
And I know you'd asked if there was something on the list that I felt should be there.
Yes.
And I brought that as well. This is what I wished had actually...
Oh, Pride of the X-Men.
...continued. This was shot.
I love the Pride of the X-Men pilot, and I actually have a plan that we're going to watch it, and we're going to talk about it on an episode of this show. This is an animated X-Men pilot that... It's a very similar story to the first episode of the actual animated series. The animation is great in this, and it has Wolverine in the brown costume, so I already like it better than the pilot that
aired. And it came out with a video game, the arcade machine.
Oh, that's
game.
Right. That tied into
I own that, and I have the 4-player one in my apartment.
What?
that?
I do.
Party at Michael's when? Because I
I'll
when
have
I
a party
when
for
I
us.
See that there's a there's
and we'll
a,
watch this on my VHS player.
Oh my god! Do you
while
have
we're
VHS
playing the video
this,
game?
This is perfect.
I want it.
I have the ultimate bachelor.
Anthony wants to come in.
It's gonna be
no,
amazing.
And you can watch the Pride of the X-Men pilot on YouTube, and I have recently. And
good.
There's.
I don't
the
know
animation
why I didn't
is great.
Make it. I don't know.
They made some minor
this
tweaks.
Oh, okay.
They
I remember
they replaced
yeah, yeah.
Kitty with Jubilee. There's a lot of things they
did
different.
Did.
Anyway, I love that show. So that is not on my list. I love Pride of the X-Men.
I know, it's a
because
good
I'm such a huge Kitty.
This
Pride
was
fan.
Only $9.99.
Well, because it's 22
and I got
minutes.
It at Walgreens.
Yeah, it was 22 minutes. It better only be $9.99. Anyway. You see how passionate we get about all this stuff, Erica.
It's a fun week.
It's just better for you to watch the good stuff. But
yeah,
I don't know. We're gonna have to wade into the bad stuff. And please let us know if there's something we missed, something I forgot. Don't put the Incredible Hulk TV series on there. Although there was an Incredible Hulk TV movie that Thor was in, that was terrible.
I don't
that
know
was
that
like
one.
A nine. That was like a late 80s TV movie, and Thor is not well handled in that movie. Just for
silly
FYI.
Hammer,
very sily hammer, very silly hair, the whole thing.
I would love for you guys to do like an animated Marvel show.
We're gonna definitely do a Marvel animation show because that's part of TV Weekly. But I just got so wrapped up in all this, and let us know your favorite animated Marvel shows. X-Men versus Spider-Man from the 90s. That's a hard one to call. I'm going to go X-Men, but they're both great. Anyway, let us know what we missed from this list. Give us your thoughts and comments. Are you excited about the new Warrior show and I'm just being an idiot? Maybe. Did I speak unkindly about Squirrel Girl? Let me know. Leave us a comment in the chats. But if you also want to tweet at us, Erica, where can people find you?
You can find me at Erica J-A-Y-E Green on all social media.
And Michael?
Find me at Michael X Shirley on Instagram and Twitter.
I'm exhausted. I'm going to steal both of these VHSs, except, of course, I don't think I have
it.
A working VHS player. But if I did, I would steal both of them. Anyway, thanks so much for everybody that joined in during the chat. I hope that it calmed down a little bit and you all stopped fighting. But we'll be back next Monday to talk about the probably series finale of The Inhumans. And as I mentioned, always check out the standalone after shows for both the Inhumans and The Gifted. But we will see you next Monday at 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific. Excelsior!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.